This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Thursday, 13th of Aug, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. A sunny and warm day is unfolding across Israel. In Tel Aviv, the skies are clear, making it a perfect day for outdoor activities. Jerusalem is experiencing similar weather, while Haifa enjoys a gentle breeze. Here are today's headlines. First, The Times of Israel reports that the IDF has killed a Hamas operative in Gaza. This marks the first airstrike in over a week. The military claims the commander was planning attacks on troops. Also, the Jerusalem Post highlights a statement from a Netanyahu advisor. They say Egypt is not the only Arab country using diplomacy to lower Israel's guard. This sparked new concerns in Israel's security establishment. Also this hour, Israel Hayom. Hebrew reports on Hamas's shifting strategies. As military pressure grows, the group moves towards negotiations and leans on aid support. Separately, I-24 News states that Israeli Defense Minister Katz has directed the IDF to prepare for an extended presence in Lebanon, Syria, and Gaza. And finally, in earlier reporting, a new controversy arises. A Netanyahu advisor suggests strategic deception by Egypt, sparking diplomatic concerns. Here's what people are saying online. Balaz News, a regional news account, posted just minutes ago that the U.S. rebukes Israel Katz's call for a long-term military presence in southern Lebanon. The U.S. says this contradicts the framework agreement with Lebanon. Rachel Moisel, a commentator, wrote recently that a significant portion of the Australian Jewish community consists of Holocaust survivors and their children. This context adds gravity to a report of an anti-Semitic incident involving an Australian victim. Hen Mazig, an Israeli activist, highlighted new findings from the Anti-Defamation League. They report rising anti-Semitism and anti-Israel bias on college campuses. Shocking examples include students receiving extra credit for attending anti-Israel protests. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the Times of Israel's report, the IDF's airstrike in Gaza targeted a Hamas operative who was allegedly preparing attacks. This comes after a week-long lull in airstrikes. The military denies any change to its engagement rules, despite recent U.S. discussions. This development signals ongoing tensions in the region. Turning to the Jerusalem Post, a brief post by a Netanyahu advisor has stirred controversy. The suggestion that Egypt might use diplomacy to lower Israel's defenses raises alarms. This is not the first time such concerns have surfaced, indicating complex diplomatic dynamics. The implication for regional security remains significant. Meanwhile, Israel Hayom highlights Hamas's dual strategy. As military pressure mounts, the organization shifts to negotiations while relying on aid. This pattern reflects its adaptability in the face of growing challenges. The impact on humanitarian efforts in Gaza could be substantial. Separately, I-24 News reports that Defense Minister Katz has ordered preparations for a long-term IDF presence in Lebanon, Syria, and Gaza. This directive follows recent military assessments. The move suggests a strategic shift in Israel's security approach. The potential for prolonged military engagement could affect regional stability. In financial news, first, Mativ Business reports on the U.S. lifting its ban on TikTok. This decision follows a change in ownership, addressing previous security concerns. The move signals improved relations between the U.S. and the app's new stakeholders. Separately, Katech explores the implications of agentic AI, dubbed the Rogue Model Storm. The article discusses how to harness AI's potential without losing control. This raises important questions about technology's role in future industries. And finally, Ynet Business shares insights from Rafael's CEO on the Iron Beam's battlefield success. The company claims it intercepted dozens of UAVs, marking a breakthrough in defense technology. This advancement underscores Israel's leadership in military innovation. That's your Israel 18 News update for morning. We'll be back with more at 2 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.